training mom for postpartum depression when the baby's in infancy? Because we know that if mom is not getting the care she needs, if she's suffering from postpartum depression, that can interfere with bonding with the baby and other issues that can predict emotional, behavioral health issues down the line. Now, the other recommendations from the AAP are at 6, 12, and 24 months to start screening for things like sleep. That's one of the most basic signs of mental health. Other issues like what are their emotions, their behaviors, and then after the age of 3 to do an annual check-in with the child and the family.
And when you screen them, how do you screen them? When you say 6, 12, how do you screen them?
Yeah, so you're looking for, you know, how well are they sleeping? It's a lot of the same things as an adult. How well are they sleeping? How well are they eating? How are they interacting with others? Mm-hmm. You know, those kinds of things. I think, you know, one issue Tony and I were actually discussing during the break is that unfortunately, this is going to mean a lot of kids getting diagnoses who don't necessarily have access to care. We have a real shortage of child psychiatrists in this country. Even if you have good insurance, you might be looking at months to even years long wait to see somebody. And, you know, I was talking to some of my colleagues who are psychiatrists here in the city. Now, New York City is more expensive than other places, but you're talking about $300 to $500 an hour to see a child psychiatrist. And you might need to go once or twice a week.
Most people cannot afford
that. They cannot afford that.
So then what happens next if you find out that the child needs more help or a pediatrician refers further evaluation?
You really need a team effort here. So it's not just about the medical system, and a lot of the predictors of mental health issues in kids are actually not biological. There's what we call adverse childhood experiences, so kids who've experienced trauma, abuse, neglect, poverty, housing insecurity. So it means you really need a team approach. So it's not just the medical system, it's also teachers, counselors, social workers, the whole
entire village.
Exactly.
Are there protective steps that parents can take that don't cost a lot of money that can help their kids?
Good question.
Well, we know that one of the other factors that is driving more mental health issues is screen time. So if you're spending a lot of time on your screens, it's not just what it means in terms of maybe cyberbullying and those kinds of things, but it also means you may not be sleeping as well. Yeah. You're not getting as much physical activity. So really putting some limits on how much time do you spend on those phones, maybe getting them a dumb phone, which doesn't have all the apps on there. Exactly. No phones in the bedroom overnight, not starting social media until at least high school, if not even later, and encouraging more, you know, sports and arts and things.
Just getting out.
Getting out
touching
in the real
the grass.
World.
Yeah, exactly. touch grass.
Touch grass.